Okay, let me speak to a woman who maybe could shine some light. And when I say some light, different sort of light upon our politicians, it's the most popular author in Ireland at the moment, Lorna Byrne. Lorna, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Lovely to talk with you.
It's lovely having you on the show again, girl. Your book is the biggest seller in Ireland at this moment in time, Angels at My Fingertips. And I have to say, you're never far away from a comment when it comes to some sort of spiritual or angelic guidance for politicians worldwide. Could you see a guardian angel on the shoulders of locally represented MLAs?
Well, I know everyone has a guardian angel, so I know they have as well. And I love talking about Northern Ireland because it's very important to me, because years ago, Angel Hostess had said to me that Northern Ireland was the cornerstone of peace for the world. And to me, that is so, so important. So I'm praying for Northern Ireland and the people of the Northern Ireland that, you know, you sort it out and just keep peace. I think that is really the most important thing, and sort out all of the issues. And I know one of the comments there was, you know, let's have a referendum and all of that. Well, if that works and keeps peace, I would agree with it. But I think the people of Northern Ireland have to remember you are the cornerstone of peace for the world. And I've been hearing that being mentioned by international, I don't know whether you'd call them politicians or, you know, people involved in different governments in different countries. I heard it about maybe 3 months ago. You know, one of those international newses on the TV, and some man, I can't remember his name, he mentioned Northern Ireland and it being the cornerstone of peace for the world. So, listen, I'm praying hard that you sort it all out and that the people of Northern Ireland are happy, because I think that is so important and everyone has a guardian angel.
But is there actually angelic intervention? Do you, when you see our politicians, do you see that guardian angel that you speak about?
Yeah, I do. And I know the guardian angels are whispering in the ear. And I know when everyone is praying and asking for them to make the right decisions and to wake up and to listen and all of that, I know the angels just don't give up on them at all. But we must help. The people must help as well. The people must speak up. And they need to go out and vote, even if they're feeling, what's the point, you know, or it's a waste of time. But I think they need to do that as well.
And you get a sense with this election, you understand that with this election, people are punch drunk to some extent. There's a frustration coming through from those who would be contacting this program, from people that we talk to in the street. And there'll also be the cynics who are listening, thinking, what on earth is that woman talking about?
I know they would be thinking that. And I say to myself that that's all right. It doesn't bother me. You know, anybody criticising or running down, I just want the best for Northern Ireland. I want peace to be kept up there, because when I was up there years ago, up in Belfast and Derry, and there was a lot of troubles going on, and just seeing what could I say, the fear of the children, the fear of the young people, and then going back up years later and seeing, you know, students getting off buses, seeing moms and dads, and no fear there, no fear of a shooting or a bombing or anything like that.
But I don't think we have that fear at the moment. Okay, of course there are still incidents that happen, we're looking for some intervention from somewhere to give us better government, a government that can agree to take the country forward. And I just wonder, is there a place for prayer within that, within getting heads knocked together where people can cooperate and run a government the way any other country runs one?
Yeah, I think so. I'm always telling people to pray. So you need to pray for those in your government, even if you don't like them. You need to pray for them that they will listen, that the government will get together and make the right decisions and agree on things and sort things out for the best for everyone. Prayers. Very, very powerful, and that's something I think people forget about all the time. You know, I always say to people, it can move mountains, and I believe it can move mountains in Northern Ireland.
You certainly believe a lot of things that very many people in this country totally endorse. And you also believe, Lorna, and I've been lucky enough to meet you and have you in the studio and be on a stage with you and have conversations with you and read your books and all of that. And I'm very aware of the mixed feedback that we get. And you recently appeared with Philip Schofield on TV. He put a couple of points to you. I just want to remind people of this conversation because it did led to controversy on social media. Just have a listen to this.
But then you say you've been called to heaven, you've sat on God's lap, he's told you that you can't tell how many times you've been to heaven. First of all, obviously, that stretches my head a little bit.
And also,
didn't you think you were dead?
No, I didn't think I was dead, but the only way I can say it is when an angel takes my soul, and it could be Angel Michael that does it. It does take your breath away, I have to say. It does give you a fright. Just for that split second, that moment.
If you sat on God's lap, there was that.
Yeah.
I think it was a minibus full of people in America the other week, all killed in this crash and all coming back from some big church meeting.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you sit on God's lap and say, what are you doing?
I have actually never asked him anything like
that. I will.
Is that unfair interrogation of your belief, Lorna?
I suppose I never look on it as unfair. I actually enjoyed the conversation with Phil and the other young man as well, because he was open. He believed in some, but as he said, some just stretched him a wee bit. And I always say it's up to everybody. I can only give all the messages in the books that I have been given and only talk. And I know what I do has given loads of people lots of hope and faith again and belief and compassion and, you know, reaching out and helping others. And I think that is the most important thing. We have to change. We have to say we have to stop what's happening in the world today, because what's happening in the world is actually horrific. We have enormous changes. You know, it's like as if the world is being turned upside down and inside out, and we have the choices. So it's like a lot of people have lost compassion and love. We're so angry, you know, we're so bitter. And we shouldn't be. I think, you know, we've got to say to ourselves, listen, we've got to stop. Like what Paisley said long ago and someone else, we've got to stop the killing. We have to stop, you know, all the horrors that are going on and all of the injustice. And that's why I would say to people to pray. But I'd say to them as well, go out and vote. Go out and speak up as well.
Yes, but how do the angels play their part? If we take the most extreme, take ISIS and Syria and the death and destruction that's happening there, or take the leaders in Syria and the guardian angels that they may or may not have, where are those guardian angels and why are they not putting in more of a shift?
I think they are putting in a tremendous shift. I think things would actually be worse. I think the angels are working really, really hard. But I guess maybe to a certain amount, those that they're talking to, speaking to, are just not listening. But I know loads of times they are listened to. I know things could be worse only for the angels. And I know it's kind of, you know, it's our choice. Sometimes somebody is so bitter and angry. You know, they lash out at someone else, or their family was murdered and killed, and they do the same back in anger. I always remember a young man saying to me, "How can you kill revenge?" But we have to kill revenge. We have to stop.
And you do speak quite conversationally about the angels you've met since your near-death experience, the angels that you've interacted with, some very senior angels. You talk about Michael, the archangel, and about interacting with him. You also talk about some of the people from the way back in the Bible who you've interacted with who are angels. What other ones have you had personal interaction with?
I suppose I have mentioned Saint Francis in the book, you know, as a child, you know, meeting him and, you know, being at a riverbank and Angel Michael coming along and saying, I was going to meet Saint Francis, and just making it short, the next minute, you know, I was there. I was still making a daisy chain with buttercups, and I see this young man walking towards me, and it was St. Francis, and he making, you know, the chain with me, helping me, and then he getting up and walking away, and I following him. And I suppose I, in the book, I go into more of a detail about St. Francis and what he looked like. You know, he was a small man, very, very skinny. I would, if you saw him today, I suppose in the world, we would say he was very delicate, you know, and his clothing was very, very rough that he wore as well. But yet he was so kind and so loving. And another time I met him was, you know, when I was standing just up the road from him on slightly a little hill, and there was all of nature around him, you know, all of the birds flying around him, and he giving them, you know, stuff out of his pocket, and, you know, seeing a fox and a badger and different little critters all around him as well. And I suppose that is showing just gentleness and love when you're as close to God as he was, and how kind he was. And then seeing other times where the people scold him in the town, they threw things at him, you know, stones at him, they jeered him, again, because he was different.
You see, you sound like someone who absolutely deals in hope, who deals in positivity and a final destination that is awaiting us if we lead our lives as we should. And then there'll be other people who will be aware of you talking and thinking that this is all in your imagination. Yet when I meet you, when I talk to you, when I interview you, I never see, and okay, I'm on a telephone today, but I never see in your eyes any suggestion whatsoever that you're pulling the wool, so to speak. You completely believe in what you're saying, and with this angel's at my fingertips, you're suggesting to people that the angel is there for them. Your critics say, of course, that you're taking advantage of those who are searching for something they cannot have.
I know you get people that will say I'm taking advantage of people, but I don't believe I am. I believe I'm a messenger, again, giving hope. You know, the world needs hope today. We all do. You know, we're all in search of. I just hear from so many people of all ages. I could be walking down the street and they would just say, you saved my life, you gave me hope, you gave me something to believe in. And this could be in any country. Even when I'm up in Northern Ireland, I was up there in Derry a while ago, and that was said to me so many times of people of all ages, men and women.
Listen, I have to say, I've heard it personally. Yeah. I've been in your company when people have come over to you and said, you have saved my life by reading the book. I still quiz you, and I'll quiz you again on it in the future. But Lorna, I do appreciate you coming on. I'm not sure that you're going to convince the angels to sort out our political situation or the world's ills. However, you're talking hope.
We have to sort them out. So I'd ask people to play their part, and I know the angels are playing their part, and I'll play mine. I won't give up.
It's always lovely speaking to you, Lorna, and thanks for coming on. Thank you.
God bless. God bless.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
God bless.
As I often say when Lorna appears on the programme, your opinions are very welcome indeed. 90-333-105. 90-333-105. Where are you with the idea of the guardian angel and interacting with the angels? Do you buy into it? Do you reject it? Do you have an open mind? Do you have a story to tell us that is relevant to what Lorna was talking about? I'd love to hear from you.